Welcome to today's bonus episode of Around the Loop. Today's date is November 15th, so now I know you're going to hear it in a couple minutes, and you're going to say, wow, is this really fresh? Yes, fresh off the press. You know what the fuck I mean. Now, wanted to give you guys a small update of what's going on with my life. It's been a lot, and I know you've been noticing it's been popping off on social media. And that's right. Interview after interview after interview. And, it's been a great experience. It's been a great experience with all these interviews, getting to know people. A lot of the times that you guys are hearing these episodes, I'm meeting the individual, I'm meeting the artist, I'm meeting the comedian for the very first time or second time. Most of the time, it's a first time meet. And it's been a lot of work. It's a lot of work behind the scenes. You know, usually an episode, a meetup takes anywhere to 3 to 4 hours. And I thought it would take 2 hours at least. No, about 3 hours max. Give it or take. If I'm doing an hour episode, I need about an hour to, you know, either drive there, get to the location, set up, meet the individual, run them down from how I run the show, what we do, how it goes, whoop-de-woo, to actually getting the show started, and then wrapping it up, even chit-chatting, or just going home, depending how I feel about the situation. So it is a lot of work, and it's pretty much a second time, like, it's a second job, it's a full-time job, it's my second job. It's a job that I don't get paid at all, and that's the real reality for you guys, and I know I say that in interviews, well, what's your misconception, what's a myth about your job? Well, a myth about my job as a podcaster, I ain't making shit off of this, I ain't making a single dime, and I'm doing this out of love, I'm doing this out of, you know, my own hobby, my own will. Like, I love what I do. I love doing this. I love sharing my voice to the world and giving you guys updates, letting you guys know current news events or what's good on the market, what's good to smoke, what's, you know, what's this, what's that, and stories and stuff like that. I love sharing it. And I've learned to love this over time, episode after episode after episode. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of work to get to this point where I'm comfortable to be able to talk on the mic like this. And to be real with you guys, not gonna lie, this is probably my fourth take on this actual episode, this bonus episode for you guys, because I've actually shot four other ones before this one. Didn't like them. I just wanted to give you guys what's actually good. Don't want to give you guys some just half-assed fucking episode and be like, oh, here you go. No. So this bonus episode, ooh, fucking stuttering. Any day, butters. Anyways, fuck. I need to slow down going like 1,000 miles a minute. Anyways. So, it was brought to my attention, guys, that I haven't done solo episodes in a minute. That it's been interviews after interviews. And there's nothing wrong with it, but it is true. Where are those solo episodes? Where are those updates about Around the Loop, about Giovanni? Well, what's going on? Well, I'll update you guys. So I've been very fortunate to be lined up with so many new people, so many new exciting people. And I want you guys to stay tuned because, hey, I have folks from all over, all corners, from different dimensions to your neighborhood friendly Spider-Man, question mark, got superheroes on there too. And just a phenomenal experience to make connections with these artists, to be able to go out to their shows, to be able to see and perform live, because at the same time, a lot of these folks that I'm interviewing, they're upcoming. They're, you know, they have a couple years behind their back pocket already doing this. So to see them grow and prosper is such a blessing. To see all these artists that I've been able to interview is such a blessing. And I'm very proud of each and one of you gentlemen. Not guys, gentlemen. Give you the proper term. And, you know, shout out to some of the interviewers that I interviewed that have or are becoming fathers. And I'm very proud of you guys. You guys are going to do a phenomenal job being great fathers. And don't worry about what others got to say. Everybody's going to always have their 2 cents about how to raise your child. Don't fucking worry about it. You raise them the way you got to raise them. You know, if you're getting that support from your parents, if you don't got parents, you're getting the support from your grandparents. or your aunts, your uncles, your best friends, parents, whoever, there's always going to get the other support. And if you don't got the support, then it's yourself and God, then it is what it is. But shout out to them, because I know they're going to do great. And so I want to let you guys know that next week, starting of next week, we're going to be dropping, actually, we started this week. So starting this week and to the end of December, I'm going to be dropping 2 episodes every week. And I know, I remember, if you guys heard in the first episode of Around the Loop podcast, episode 1, I talked about I wanted to do 2 episodes, a Monday and a Friday. And I tried attempting that when I did the solos, and it was just too much. And I felt like if I didn't slow down, I would run out of episodes and entertainment for you guys. And that's it. You know, I don't want to have a 10 episode run. No. I want to have seasons. I want to have years. Every season is a year. So season 1 is this year. And 2025 is season 2. 2026, season 3. Like, we're going to keep these seasons going. And, you know, it's going to be a reflection in 10 years where my future child is going to be able to hear this and be like, wow, like, Pops did this. You know, my niece, nephews are going to be proud. Folks that I've been around are going to be proud. And all, especially just me. I'm going to be proud of myself to be able to reflect. And that's going to be today's episode title. It's going to be reflection. And it's okay to take time to reflect on yourself. It's okay to sit there and just reflect on what you've been through in life. Because as time is ending, as the end of the year is coming along, and we're coming at the end of 2024 now, a lot of us have goals that we either A, achieved, accomplished, came near, and some of us didn't even get to them at all. Some of us had goals, dreams, ambitions, for many reasons that we didn't obtain them. Whether it was the lack of resources, not enough time, or just got discouraged. But hey, there's no better time than today, than this very second, is to get to it. And I want you guys to take this opportunity to start reflecting on the year of 2024, that it's starting to come to a wrap. And I say that to a wrap because next thing you know, we got Thanksgiving's right around the corner. And if you, I don't know about you guys, but I thought, you know, I don't know, I thought Thanksgiving was every third Thursday of the fucking month. Apparently not. I don't know what happened. There was a factory reset in the algorithm or in the matrix, but I don't know. I didn't hear it. Cough, cough. Fart, fart. Bark, bark. But there's goals that I hope you guys achieved. And I know this year has brought a lot of ups and downs, a lot of new life into this world, and a lot of life that has left this world. And it's a repeating cycle that continues on and on and on. And that's for us to, you know, keep striving. I know there's days that are going to be hard, but you got to pick yourself up. You got to believe in yourself. Even when it's all fucking shit and stones, there will be a better day. The better days will come. And sometimes you got to suffer, you got to grind just to be able to, you know, enjoy that lavish life later on the road. And it will happen. My time will come too. We're struggling with money and stuff like that. We're not making enough because, I got goals. I got goals, guys. I want to be able to fix my yard. I want to be able to put a fence up. And, you know, putting all these things up, I want, takes money. And I work a regular schmegler job like you guys. I work at a 6 to 2:30, a 6 to 3, 6 to 4, 6 to 5 job. My hours change, and it's okay. And I like what I do. I love my job. I love my main job, my career job. I really do. I'm learning so much. Would never imagine that I'm programming and doing this and doing that. Just doing things that folks couldn't wrap their mind around, couldn't keep it around the loop. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm very proud of my craft. I really am. And I'm also very proud of taking the time to reflect on the podcast since I started it back in March. back in March, so March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So we're 9 months in, 9 months into the show. And I'm already on episode 32 that's coming out this Monday. Episode 32. I have two more episodes in the bank right now, loaded, ready, that's going to drop out with Angel the Gamble is going to be dropping out this next Friday. And then the following Friday, I have Enoge Sante, Marcelo, as well, coming out. And he's my first Hispanic artist. And I'm very proud of that gentleman, too. And I'm sorry to you guys that you feel like if I postpone your episodes, I just been so busy. And I, you know, I wanted to say my apologies over the mic so you guys hear it. But that's what's been going on. Also turned one, if I haven't said it. And if I did, awesome. He turned one, he's doing fantastic. That's my boy. Other than that, also want to give it a big shout out to Ford in Temecula. Now, I don't do big name droppings like that, but I'm going to give you guys a shout out. You guys deserve it. And big shout out to Ford in Temecula. If you guys ever need a truck, a vehicle, or anything, go head over to Ford of Temecula. Let him know that Around the Loop podcast sent you out there. They got great deals, great prices, and they'll work with you. They truly will work with you. And for the folks that are part of Navy Fed, if you're going to go check out a Ford, hey, there's nothing wrong with a Ford. They got some nice motors, a 3.5 twin turbo V6. I mean, I don't know who's talking, but 400 horsepower is going to leave most cars walking, right? All-wheel drive? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So anywho, big shout out to them, because I had the opportunity to go before my trip out here to Vegas that I'm currently in right now, business trip. So had the opportunity to go out there, went to go check out this 2022 Ford F-150, FX4, XLT, fucking this beautiful gray. Interior was amazing. It had a sliding electronic window in the back. That was bad and bougie. I like the seats. They were cloth heated seats. I loved them. Everything about the truck was great. It drove so smooth. And I had the blessing to drive that around the block. And so smooth. Even did a little 0-60 pull. It pulled like butter. So I'm just saying, for the folks that can't afford a V8 right now, and you're trying to find a budget friendly, and you want you want all the horsepower, you want all the oomph, go with a 3.5 liter F-150. It can only be found in the XLT models and above. Or if you're in the city and you still want that twin turbo V6, head over and get a 2.7 liter twin turbo V6. The towing capacity is phenomenal too. You know, if you're in the city and you're doing little jobs here and there, like it, I would recommend those. Get yourself a little twin turbo V6. But enough about that, right? So truck experience was great. Did I buy it? No, I didn't. And that's to be honest with you, I'm still considering it. It's a great deal. I'm not going to say what the deal was, but hey, just letting you guys know, you're looking for a new truck or looking for a new vehicle, go head over to Ford in Temecula. Let them know that Around the Loop podcast sent them. Also, now, I usually talk about this in every single solo episode, but I don't encourage you guys to smoke and drive, drink and drive, or be under the influence of any paraphernalia or under the influence of drugs while operating a vehicle or heavy machinery. At no given time do I recommend you guys being under the influence around any children, because at any given time, those children can slip around, and if you're too high to get your shit together, you're a bad person. So When I talk about this in the episodes, I don't, you know, to each their own, because I have a list of folks that hear me out. And they're, you know, this isn't for everybody. Now, if you want to skip the next 10, 15, 30, I don't know, a minute into this episode, by all means, this is your warning. I would skip it. Skip the minute now. And all right. So you guys are here now. All right. Thank you guys. Now, I'm not condoning the products of cannabis. I'm not promoting it. I'm just letting you guys know, under my experience, what the products that are great under my experience, and that's it. So big shout out to Walgreens Vista. If you ever need a dispensary, this is a non-paid advertisement too. So if you ever need a dispensary to go there where they're going to treat you phenomenal, they're going to give you great service, great advice. They'll even tell you like what's good, what's not. Not another bullshit where they're, oh, well, this is good or this might be good. And then you go home and you're disappointed that you waste $30, $40 on a product that's fucking shit. Well, Walgreens, Vista, don't play that game. They're on the real show. So big shout out to them. You know, if you ever go out there, let them know that Around the Loop podcast sent you out there. That Around the Loop podcast told you, go on Walgreens. Type in Walgreens Vista and check them out. As your first time patient deal, you get a hookup. Do that. Hey, big shout out to them. They're popping up all over the place now in San Diego. So there's not an excuse if you can't make it to Vista. Go over to Encinitas. Oh, gosh, you're not there? You're in San Diego? Well, there's a couple of locations in San Diego. You got Lemon Grove. You got Kearny Mesa. You got, I think there was one in Otay. And so on. So, big shout out to them. And, well, if you guys want to know what the strain of the day is, it's going to be Raw Garden Sauce. And strain of the day is carbon fiber. So, these sauce raw garden cards are amazing. 5-10 threaded cards. Phenomenal. It tastes just like a dab. Smoking on a low setting, I recommend a 2.8 or 2.9 volts, but it smells just like a fresh dab. Tastes amazing. Now there's a couple options that came out with Raw Garden. You got PB Souffle, you got Green Crack, you got Sunset Daiquiri, you got Carbon Fiber. There was one more I forgot. But anyways, I recommend them. They're great. Phenomenal 10 out of 10. And now rolling back into the episode. Now, if you guys skip that 1 minute or 30 seconds, 40, whatever the fuck it is, I can't count. You can you? Great. All right. So back to the episode of Around the Loop. Bonus. Catching up is a reflection of life. There's a lot cooking up, guys. There's a lot. Stay tuned for videos. We're going to have some videos, some clips. And hey, there's a song coming out soon for Monday's episode. Stay tuned for that intro song, because that intro song is actually going to be the intro song for the solo episodes and for episodes with artists or comedians or folks that, you know, aren't artists. All the other, that's going to be in the introductory song for Around the Loop podcast. And big shout out to Kelkin and AAA for putting it together, tag teaming together and making a phenomenal, phenomenal intro. Phenomenal song. I'm not gonna say too much because you guys need to stay tuned to hear that one, and that will be this Monday. So be safe out there, you know, stay cool, calm, collective, enjoy your Friday, enjoy this beautiful day. Shit, while I'm out here in Vegas, I'm gonna go outside and take a deep breath of this fucking nasty ass air. No, I'm kidding, it's not nasty at all. It's actually pretty clean. It's pretty chilly out here. I might go stay in my motherfucking room. Go outside, fuck around, and find out. But anyways, thank you guys for actually, you know, listening to this update of Around the Loop podcast.